And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 8th of July, 2011. The poet Shelley, Percy Bysshe Shelley, died at sea off the coast of Italy on this day, 1822, just shy of his 30th birthday. He'd been living in Le Ricci for about 4 years. He had sailed from his home to Livorno to visit his friend Leigh Hunt. On the return, the seas were stormy. The schooner sank. Shelley had never bothered to learn to swim, and he drowned. His friend Edward John Trelawney organized Shelley's cremation on the beach, and his ashes were interred at the Protestant cemetery in Rome. It was on this day in 1947 the Roswell Daily Record in New Mexico reported that a flying saucer had crashed near Roswell Army Airfield on July 2nd, a disc-shaped object flashing through the sky. A sheep rancher the next morning came upon some strange debris, scraps of metal, very lightweight, very durable, scattered over a couple of hills. The Army's public information officer issued a press release saying they had recovered a flying disc. The following day, the Air Force said it was only a weather balloon. CNN and Time magazine conducted a joint poll in 1997, which showed that most of the public believed that aliens had landed at Roswell and the government was covering it up. It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Aldington, born Portsmouth, England, 1892, author of what some people consider one of the best novels about World War I, Death of a Hero. It came out in 1929. And it's the birthday of the novelist Anna Quinlan, born Philadelphia, 1952, former columnist for the New York Times, who once told a graduating class, "Think of life as a terminal illness, because if you do, you will live it with joy and passion as it ought to be lived." Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Birds of Passage. Black shadows fall from the lindens tall that lift aloft their massive wall against the southern sky, and from the realms of the shadowy elms a tide-like darkness overwhelms the fields that round us lie. But the night is fair, and everywhere a warm, soft vapor fills the air, and distant sounds seem near. And above, in the light of the starlit night, swift birds of passage wing their flight through the dewy atmosphere. I hear the beat of their pinions fleet, as from the land of snow and sleet they seek a southern lee. I hear the cry of their voices high, falling dreamily through the sky, but their forms I cannot see. Oh, say not so, those sounds that flow in murmurs of delight and woe come not from wings of birds. They are the throngs of the poet's songs, murmurs of pleasures and pains and wrongs, the sound of winged words. This is the cry of souls that high on toiling, beating pinions fly, seeking a warmer clime. From their distant flight through realms of light, it falls into our world of night with the murmuring sound of rhyme. Birds of Passage by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.